Next patient is going to be Mrs. Schenkman, S-C-H-E-N-K-M-A-N. Oh, by the way, both of these patients were seen on the 18th. Linda is a 67-year-old woman currently in hospice with end-stage COPD, period. Patient has a history of confusion, hypoxemia, decreased appetite. Patient's caretaker Judith tells me that she's much more confused. She's on O2 side of 3 liters at this time. Her oxygen is barely over 90% on 3 liters of oxygen, period. She also has a history of seizure, which she takes Depakote for. And Judith tells me that she's had more and more seizures. She took a video of her last one that happened last week. They're consistent with grand mal seizure, with loss of bladder control and postectal state, period. Patient also has a history of not eating, anxiety, normally has bowel and bladder control issues, wears a diaper, confusion. Is not oriented to person, place, or time, staying in bed at all times now, sleeping at least 14 to 18 hours a day, suffers from dementia, pulmonary hypertension. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. The patient's medications was increased to Depakote 252 in the morning, 2 in the evening. This was discussed with the medical director. We a copy of, and the DON view a copy of this note and via phone on the day of evaluation. As far as her given her history of dementia. No, given her history of COPD, O2 dependency, weight loss, protein, calorie malnutrition, hypertension, now associated with change in mental status, confusion, and symptoms of dementia with decreased mentation, with behavioral issue, despite being on Vistril and Trazodone 100 milligram, death is becoming much more imminent. I believe she has a change in her KPS from 40 to 30% with new seizures and episodes of postectal state. Rest of medications are reviewed. Thank you. Continue with NEB treatment, Q4 hours, as well as O2 at 3 liters at all times. Thank you. I'm done. Hang on.